Manama Davidson, co-leader of the Greens, proud to have launched their campaign officially over the weekend, with some challenges as well for our politicians and the way we're rolling as a nation. Thanks so much for joining us again, Tuahine. Tēnā koe, Manama.
Morena dau, kia ora.
Tēnā koe, for all of us. It's a simple slogan, but the message is clear. Kōrero mai.
We know that people care about each other and care about our shared nature. We know that we can ensure everyone can live affordable lives. We can protect nature to be healthy. We can restore politics to be honest and make decisions for all of us, Dale, instead of just for the wealthy and sorted few and for big corporates. I'm really proud that we launched our slogan over the weekend at our AGM.
Tēnā koe. There's a fight like no other ahead for us as this centre-right, in fact, some would say far-right-leaning coalition government have done what many consider irreparable damage. You've been in the political game for a while now, Tuahine. Thoughts about its importance as we move forward as a nation. How important does November 7th stack up for you?
I think my main message is that things don't have to be this way, Dale. We know that far too many of our families, not just Māori, are struggling to make ends meet. We know that our environment is suffering. We know that people are turning off politics and not engaging, and we know that is by design. It is intended. But I will always say the good news is that people have the power collectively to not just get rid of this anti-people, anti-environment government, but to put in place one that truly upholds the dignity for all of us and not just for a few. So this is so crucial because our communities and our living systems cannot bear another term of this government. So we know we've got work to do. We've got to get on the ground and show people. Our three election priorities so far, for example, how we can tax the super rich and the big corporates and invest back into the services that all of our people rely on. We can care for water properly so that people can drink, swim and fish for generations to come. And we can cut people's power bills with zero interest loans for solar panels and batteries and create the renewable energy that all of our communities deserve. We can do all of that if the people understand their collective power to vote for it and put the Greens at a strong influence in the next government.
Well, I like the concise nature of your push here. The slogan is for all of us. And if you've just taken in what Marama has mentioned, tax the super rich, care for the water and cut power bills. These are simple formulas. Now, you want to be in the next governing arrangement. You've been there before. You will need Labour in order for that to be achieved. Do you go into bat with your own ideas, or are there some sorts of collaborative approaches that are going to reflect this potential arrangement pre-election, or is it like you go into bat for yourself until after the election and see how the cards fall and then get into negotiations? Would it not be pertinent to be talking with your potential coalition partners about these sorts of issues and get some buy-in from them?
You know, my priority, Dale, is to bat for our communities and bat for Papatūānuku. I can do that right now. We are working our bums off to do that right now. Our message is really, really clear. Give us the mandate. Give the Green Party the mandate to take these solutions that our people and our planet deserve, to take these solutions to the negotiation table. You know, the good news is that we have an election and we are fighting every single day hard across the ground, our MPs, our candidates, our volunteers. Our campaign is at a strong point that we have not seen in any other campaign before at this time of the election cycle. We are making more phone calls, more door knocks, having more conversations than we have ever had before in any of our general election campaigns, because people can see that we are offering the solutions that would improve people's lives. So our message is, this doesn't have to be determined by politicians. The power really is for the people. Let's have an election. Let's ensure that we have got the strongest mandate possible to take all of these solutions. There are more to come, to take all of these solutions to the negotiation table in a way that they have to make it across the line.
Yeah, pai o kōrero. Thanks, Marama. Stronger protection for Māori political representation. Protecting waterways, strengthening workers' rights, and pausing new AI data centre consents until stronger safeguards are in place. Just on the latter, had a very interesting conversation earlier in our program with an expert in AI, or as she describes them, hyperscale AI data centres, and the environmental impacts that will have. It feels as though this coalition government just wants to jump in bed with anyone who's got a dollar. But the Greens are saying, let's pause this whole idea of hyperscale AI data centres until we can resolve some of the obvious issues that surface by their construction and arrival in our lands. What are some of your major concerns here, Marama?
The Green Party is calling for a one-year pause on new AI data centres while we put proper rules in place and make sure that they really are going to benefit New Zealanders and are not straining our resources, our energy and our water. Right now, Dale, AI data centres can be consented behind closed doors with absolutely no community input. So we've got to push pause. If we're going to let these things be built, at the very least, surely, we should understand who is actually benefiting and ensure that we're protecting our natural resources and our communities. Because what we do know is that the already consented AI data centre in Southland is expected to use about 6% of our country's total electricity supply. That is equivalent to the power used by more than 300,000 households, or more than Hamilton, if you like. It's just not good enough. And this is just pure common sense. So let's take a moment to figure out the right way to do this. And if an AI data centre project does not meet basic standards for power, water use and environmental impact, why would anyone allow it to be built here?
You're pushing for renewable energy. Solar has been available to us for so long, but the usage of it has been ignored, really, by successive governments. Finally, many are seeing the light, if you will, and you've got other parties pushing down a solar panel trail. The Greens have advocated for this for such a long time, and it's part of your Kiwi Power strategy. Look, we might be slow in getting it happening, but it's absolutely essential that we do. How important a change do you think this could be if we really tapped into solar in ways that we haven't in previous generations, Marama?
A warm, dry, healthy home with affordable power bills should be a basic human right for all of us, Dale. See what I did there? You know, and gosh, Dale, Aotearoa is a legacy of Maui capturing the sun. You know, it's who we are. And the Greens have been advocating to overhaul and build our own locally generated resilient energy sector for four decades. Imagine how much better off households would have been if the government had taken up our solutions four decades ago. Imagine today with the fossil fuel crisis, with Trump waking up and decided he just wants a war, you know, and that impacts on our people here at the pump and at the checkout and our industries closing down right now. We could instead have built our own resilient energy sector that does not rely on and depend on fossil fuels. So let's start now instead. Second best time, let's start now, starting with zero interest solar panels and batteries for households that would be paid back over time through the ordinary rates payments. And that would save families up to, or on average, $1,000 a year just on that alone. But we also want to expand warmer Kiwi homes so that more low-income households can switch from gas ovens, for example, to electricity, can ensure that homes have the right ventilation and warming mechanics. And, you know, again, that would, the cheapest power is the power that you don't have to use. These things are just policy decisions, Dale. There has always been enough for people to live these good lives, but the Greens would make different policy decisions.
It's been good talking with you. I was pleased to see the announcement of the slogan. I know it's not slogans that at the core of a party's work, but they are a calling card. And as of the weekend from the AGM, the Greens are going into battle for all of us. And if that warms your heart and where they're going, then you've got every right to get in and support. Marama Davidson with us on Monday mornings, still and proudly the co-leader of the Green Party of New Zealand. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. All the best with the mahi ahead. Thank you, Marama.
Kia ora, Dale. Nga mihi.
Thank you.